it's going to be around 10 or 12%. The last primary election we had during a midterm year was 12% in Buncombe County. So very low turnout, but yet some pretty high stakes here.
So yeah, what to you are the most potentially significant races that we're looking at here?
I think there's two that are very significant. The DA's race, the district attorney's race in Buncombe County, we've got newcomer Todd Williams facing longtime incumbent prosecutor Ron Moore. Both Democrats. The thing that's significant about that race is Todd Williams really has the backing of the progressive farther left end of the Democratic Party. Ron Moore is going to pull a little more mainstream Democrat. That's a big race for the progressives. If they're successful in getting Ron Moore out of that and getting Todd Williams in, I think it's a big signal about the power shift within the Buncombe County Democratic Party.
Well, and when you say long-term incumbent, you mean really long-term.
I think District Attorney Moore is in his 24th year as the prosecutor in Buncombe County. That's a very long term. He told me, with the soon retirement of another prosecutor in North Carolina, he will be the second longest serving DA in the state.
Wow. And this is one of those primaries, too, where the race is decided by this vote.
Right. This is a primary, but this is the election. There's no fall election because a Republican is not running. So this very short, compressed campaign timeline is going to decide this really critical election.
Speaking of critical elections, what's the other one that you're really keeping your eye on?
The other one I'm really closely watching is Buncombe County Commissioner District 3, the Republican primary there. We have incumbent David King, his first term. He is facing a challenge from Republican Miranda DeBrule. That's an important race. District 3 is very conservative. You know, it's Candler. It swings around to Lester. It's a very conservative district. If DeBrule is successful in unseating King, I think we're going to see more 4-3 split votes on the Board of Commissioners. So Democrats have 4 seats. Republicans now have 3. David King, and his critics have pointed this out during this election, has voted with Democrats on things like the budget, for example. I think if at least from what DeBrule's campaign sounds like, if she gets on the board, I think we're going to see more 4-3 votes with DeBrule, if she's successful, voting with Republicans Mike Fryer and Joe Belcher.
So if voters want to find out more about the primary election in general before they go out to vote, what do you think is the best way to do that?
I would suggest using a big mix from media to campaign sources.